Hey, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning.
Happy, happy.
Happy, everybody.
Good morning, good morning. It's Dina Blizzard, Vianne. It sounds like she's standing in front of a hurricane, but she looks beautiful. Oh, who wants to go to the shore already? I mean, some of you all might go to the beach, but here we go to the shore. I know, Linda, this is as on time as I'll ever be. I know. I don't know. We have a guest today that I'm super excited about. I have a very long day today. So I was like, let's just do it. Let's get it started. And here we are. So good morning. Good morning. I know. Who am I? You might not recognize me. I'm Dina Blizzard and I'm on time for work, which never happens. So Kaz's like, I'm going to the shore this weekend. I don't even know what's happening right now. Mikhail's like, what is this, the wrong show? Let me switch channels. This has got to be another lady doing a show from her kitchen who's on time. We don't watch her. So good morning. I know. Kaz's going to the show this weekend. Glad I was up. Wendy was like, usually I sleep until at least 9. So I forgot one of the last few days I had to go down to the shore because I got locked out of my shed and I had to let the locksmith in. And it was so beautiful. When we think you'll zig, you zag. I know, you never know. is this a rerun? But it was so lovely going down there because it was a beautiful day. And it's very funny. I'm sure, like, if anybody lives near beach towns, I'm not usually down the shore this early ever. So I went down. And it's so funny because every island is just filled with construction workers. Like, there's this ominous, they're coming. We better get ready. It's so fun. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. I know, Pitts. I'm never here before you. We get to spend some time. Yes, Bob. I have some renters down there now, and they'll head out on the 1st of May. And Brooke is having a friend weekend. I don't think this is a great idea, but I'm going to stop by. She's like, do you think me and my friend? So she's in this acapella group at college. Do you mind if we do our retreat? I was like, I don't, this thing that you're doing in the air, that doesn't help. That doesn't help at all. You know, she's 19. She's going to be 20. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll come down. I'll bring brownies. She was like, don't come down. Don't come down. I go, no. I come down. You guys can hang. I'll just power wash the house. She was like, why would you power wash the house that weekend? I was like, because that's, everybody knows that's the best weekend to power wash. So, So I'm going to be heading down in May to get the house ready. Got some things I need to do to get it ready. Because it is, I don't know why I made that sound. It is booked. I'm just, yeah. I know, Anne-Marie. She'd be like, why are there 7 cameras in the backyard? I don't know. Somebody must have put them in. That's weird. Mm-hmm. Oh, is she going to sign a contract? Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thanks, LaFive. So, yeah, so I was doing that, but I'm excited to get down there. Yeah, it's funny. So that's been fun. And met with the team yesterday. We were talking a little bit about the Phillies game. Does everybody got their, what is there to do down the shore in March for your renters? Not much, Judy. The people that are renting now, they actually work down near Atlantic City. So we're not far from Atlantic City. And it's more like corporate housing for this season, this renter that we have. So so it's just kind of long-term, short-term, long-term, if that makes any sense. Yeah, I love power washing. If anybody needs anything power washed, let me know. It's the most relaxing thing I can think of doing. Have you ever power washed? It's like watching. Did you ever watch video? Okay, I know you have because you can't not watch it. Where like you'll go on Instagram or TikTok and somebody's power washing something. I mean, honestly, it could be you in your front yard. And if you were power washing, you'd be like, this is dumb. But watching somebody else in somebody else's yard and you watch them power wash their dirty front step, you like this. Look at it. It's beautiful. Just so satisfying. Mm-hmm. So satisfying. So it's good. When they power wash a rug, girl, I didn't even know you could do that. Mm-hmm. I got some power washing that needs to be done. Yeah, that came from Good Time Andrea. Andrea, I noticed you didn't change your name to Good Time Andrea. Just so you know, you'll always be Good Time Andrea. I was thinking, Andrea could start her whole, because I was thinking, listen, that sounds dirty, but it actually means that no matter where Andrea is, you're having a good time. And I thought there's a good time Tanya, a good time Shakendra. They're going to start their own subcommittee. I don't know why you wouldn't take it. I mean, I can think of another one, Andrea, but it's not going to be accurate. So, Amy, I might take you up on that. You never know. But it is, it's nice. It's nice just going down there. You know, there's something funny. If you don't live, use people. That was so Jersey. Use people in the middle. The people that are landlocked. I don't know how you don't know this experience of like, Christy, this is filled with water, maybe vodka, I wish. Mostly lemons, lemonade. And I drink it. I have kidney problems. I have to have a kidney surgery next week. So I got to drink this all the time. It's real dumb. Christy, welcome. Glad you're here. But there is something that happens. And everybody that's been to whatever you call the beach, the shore, knows that around this season, springtime, if you're lucky, you hop in your car, no particular place to go. You put the windows down. Maybe you hit an ice cream shop on the way down and you put all your windows down. Maybe you put on some Bruce Springsteen, something singable. He's Jersey, that's why I said it. And then you drive to the shore and you have any windows in your hair. You got shore hair. Even as you're drying, starting to kink up, you're like, girl, give it to me. So you got your music, Beach Boys is playing because you old. And then you drive and then that's it, Nancy. And then all of a sudden you come crossing over the bridge. It's like you turn a corner and then all you smell is that salty air. And you're like, girl, taking your shoes off. Can't wait to get my feet into the sand. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm waiting for. Now you're excited about the summer. You're like, girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to roll those windows down. Remember windows when they were down? That's fun. Yeah. And then like watch 1 week from now, I'd be like, guys, it's hot. We need to turn this air conditioner on. It lasts like 5 minutes in New Jersey. We say we have four seasons, but like two of them last a day. So we have maybe like 2 seasons and 2 days. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's fun. We enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So, time to turn the tree into a spring Mother's Day tree, dedicated to our mothers, to our favorite, to all of our favorite mothers. That's a good idea. We can do like a spring. There was supposed to be a tree schedule. I don't know what it was. We should probably talk about it. We have to make a decision. Let's make that decision tomorrow. It's too much for my brain today. I'm already booked. I'm already booked today, you guys. Winters last 6 months in Northern Ontario. That's what I mean. When is it? Yeah. So anyway, all right, let me go to my handy dandy. I had a whole bunch of articles that I pulled. Let's see. Where did I put them? Okay, here we go. Here's a couple. All right, I pulled this one. And let's see what it said. Okay, so I did not read this article. So let's see if we can figure it out. This was an article. This is from a few days ago, April 7th, from the Huffington Post. It says, eliminating these 3 foods from your diet can be a game changer for your heart health. Does anybody want to guess? I didn't read it. I will tell you, it does have a picture of like a turkey club at the top of the article. I don't know if that's a clue. I don't know. Carrie's like, you never read the articles. I don't know why you're acting like you read it before. Well, this one, I was only a list of 3. And I was like, I'm not, because I'm going to be honest. I really wanted to click on it. Because I'm positive I'm eating all 3. Yeah. Yeah. In the picture is a picture. It just, I don't know if it's a clue, but it's a picture of a turkey club with French fries, which is basically if I had a choice of anything I'd like to eat, it would be a turkey club with French fries. So I have a feeling all of the 3 might be in there, but let's see. Potato chips, pizza, bacon, soda, fat, protein, cheese steaks, French fries. You're just naming things I like. Red meat. Yeah. Snacks. Bread, butter, anything dairy, salt, sweets, cheese, fat, pasta, 44 blueberries at once. Carrie, if that's on there, I'm going to freak out. That would be hilarious. Pie, white bread. All right, let's go to the list. Let's see what it says. Hold on. Let me do this. Do, share screen. Boom, 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 boom. All right, here we go. Here's the article. Blah, 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 blah. Eliminating these 3 can be a game changer. Let's see what it says. Number 1, bacon. God forbid. All right, take this off the screen. We now are going to. This is dumb. This is a dumb article. Sorry, bacon enthusiasts, but all the experts agreed. If you want to take good care of your heart, you should save bacon for special occasions. I have a lot of special. Or eliminate it from your diet completely. That is wrong. You know what? I have some things I would like to say to these people. Why are you going to come out and go it right after my bacon? I gave up bacon 3 months ago. Why? Are you sad now? Kezia, do you have joy in your life? I don't think so. I don't think you do. This is already an awful article. The way bacon is made can lead to adverse effects, of course. The curing process of bacon, high sodium content, blah, blah, blah. All right, you know what? Let's not read this article. I just had scrambled eggs with turkey bacon for breakfast. No bacon, no life. Yeah, I don't like that. Whoever, I'm having BLT for supper. I eat bacon 2 times a year. Terry, let's have a day. Let's do that. Let's only eat twice a year, but make it a bacon festival. Mm-hmm. Low sodium bacon. All right, next. This is going to piss off some people. This is basically my favorite sandwich. Bread. White bread. Think Wonder Bread products or similar white bread you find in a bag can be bad for your heart? They are. High glycemic index, lack of nutrients, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you just add puppies to this list? The 3 things, puppies, white bread, the sun, lollipops. joy. What's the third? Oh, no, before I scroll, what's the third thing? What else is left in a turkey club? Lettuce. Are they going to say turkey? Is it the whole turkey club? If they say turkey, I'm going to lose my mind. Yeah, don't eat puppies. Right? And now I love nothing more than a bacon sandwich. Said for him to eat white bread because it's easier on his kidneys. Well, he's the only one. I know. Processed meats. Is that deli meat? God. I don't want to read the third one. And then you know what? Today will be known as the day that all of us died, collectively died. All right, let's go to the article. Let's piss everybody off. Let's go and find out. What about low sodium bacon? Let's go back to bacon. It says high sodium can elevate blood pressure while the components formed during cooking, like polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons and heterocycline amines, HCAs, contribute to inflammation and damaged blood vessels, collectively increasing the risk of heart disease. So, no, I'm sorry. That whole salt conversation you were having, apparently. Mm-hmm. Bacon is an antidepressant. That's what I said. That's the shirt. I know. All right, here we go. Let's ruin number three, which I'm positive is going to be processed meats. Here we go. There's white bread and, oh, no, it's not processed meats, but it is french fries. Okay. And especially devastating news, french fries aren't doing your heart any favors. When food is fried, its nutritional content changes. I don't think so. That's not what Jesus said. The food loses water and takes up fat, especially in the case of french fries. The oil is often reused, which makes it awesome, which leads to a loss of unsaturated fats and increase in trans fats. French fries are also tossed with lots of salt. High sodium is associated with blah, 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 blah. Dead. That's what it said. Basically, it says bacon, dead. White bread, dead. French fries, dead. Here's what it says. What should you eat instead? Oh, the rest of this article is going to be amazing. I recommend an increased consumption of legumes. Oh, yeah. You know how many people have been out for a big party other than Diana? I was like, bring me a plate of legumes. Why? When is that going to be normalized? Nobody's ever been in a bar. I've never been like, Missy, it's your big night out. Come on, come sit over here. Everybody, a plate of legumes for everybody. Nobody. If I ever had a party for Missy's birthday and I ever said legumes for everybody, she'd be like, bitch, I'm leaving. I'm leaving your bean party. Yeah, no bueno. Nobody wants that. That's stupid. She's a trendsetter. Legumes, chickpeas, lentils. Ugh, they're high in fiber and they promote satiety. I don't even know what that is. They regulate your bowel movement. Yeah, that's what I want. That always means there was a great party. Nobody's ever woken up the next morning and be like, my bowel movements are amazing. That was not a good night. Nobody had a good time at that party if your bowel movements are amazing. Okay, nobody. People should wake up. I feel so disgusting. That meant it was a party. A party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody ever left Taco Bell feeling good about themselves. Nobody. Mm-mm. No. That is not good. When it comes to grains, choosing the kiwi, quinoa. Oh, this is a great part. If you ever invite me to a legume and quinoa party, I'm just going to walk right out. I'm going right out back door. I'm going to in and then out. And I'm heading to a Wawa or a Chickie and Pete's. Skip the bacon, the white bread, and the french fries. Just go dig a hole and get in it. That's it. That's the last sentence of this article. It's weird. It's weird how they ended it that way. Mm-hmm. That's weird. So anyway, good times. All right, so let's see. So, Andrea, it looks like you're in the studio, but I can't see. Oh, there you are. Okay, I just want to make sure you're here. So I bought maple bacon last night. Di wasn't wrong about the beans. She's not wrong about the beans, but nobody wants to party with her at night at a bar. Let me put it to you that way. So yeah, you can hang out with Diana if you want. Mm-hmm. I accidentally texted a stranger my Taco Bell order recently, was told by a complete stranger it was too late to eat such. Laura, I would love that. If you sent your Taco Bell order to one of your, just a strange person, you're like, can you pick me this? The girl, it is too late. What are you doing eating this late at night? Did somebody break up with you? Tell me what happened. I would start a whole thing. Didn't you ever hear when people do that? Like, Laura, like somebody will get a text for somebody's bachelorette party. And they'll be like, I'm sorry. I mean, it sounds like a great party, but I don't think I'm the person you're looking for. They're like, well, you want to come? They're like, yeah. And then they go on, I would. If somebody invited me accidentally to their bachelorette party, I'd be like, yeah, I've been meaning to get away. You guys seem fun. I would. I'm not going to lie. I would do that. So, yeah. No, it's a whole thing. So, not sure what I just dropped in on, but no bueno Diana Bean party. Oh, by the way, let me just say this now. By the way, this shirt is today the last day? No, tomorrow. Today and tomorrow is the last day to pick up our shirt that says, I'm not sick, this is just my face. And this is in honor of Missy. And that's probably after a night out at her Bean birthday party, which by the way, we are going to have a bean party for Missy's birthday now that we made such a big deal out of it. So it's the last day for the shirt. The Phillies tickets are still on sale. I think we set a date that they're going to not be on sale very soon. So make sure. I think it goes until June 1st. That's not that soon. But just keep it in mind if you're planning on going. It's not till August, but we are going to cut it off. So if you wanted to come out, it's a fun night. Lots of people come. And get to go to the game together, and we have our section, and it was a lot of fun last year. So now I want a bean party. Sweatshirts, I don't have my sweatshirt, but those are still on sale until tomorrow as well. So if you like our long One Funny Mother sweatshirts, it's got the thumbs holes. I was wearing mine on the way home from Ohio the other day. It's super comfy. And it's light, but it has like a warm inside. So it's really nice for summer because it's not like super heavy, but it's nice and warm, especially if you have. Stop it. Especially if you are wearing it in the summertime. And then there was something else I wanted to tell you. What I was going to tell you before we bring our guests on, who's fabulous. But it was something with Michelle. Order the sweatshirt in white. This Sunday. This Sunday, for the first time ever, on Voila Cooking with Di. I don't know if you saw it, and we should have made a shot where we were gonna do like competing things. So Diana is gonna be at my sister's house. I'm gonna be here. And she made this lemon meringue pie for Easter. Dean, I want to put the lemon meringue pie on. I was like, yeah, I'm not really a lemon. I'm a straight key lime pie girl, like straight. And she's like, no. We're going to do lemon meringue. I was like, nobody likes lemon meringue. We're going to do key lime pie. Big fight. So I said, send the recipes that you would like to us to consider for this weekend. Yeah. What does she send? Lemon meringue. I said, okay. All right. Sure. Let's do it. So it's official. It's a pie off. So this Sunday, if you are a supporter, you'll see on Voila. It's a lemon meringue versus key lime pie. Mine, just so we're clear, setting expectation, will feature homemade gluten-free, which sounds gross, but it's actually really good, gluten-free crust that Diana is not going to make. Keep it in mind, okay? But the crust will be on point and homemade and amazing. And then Diana will do whatever gross thing she's doing. And then I will be done my pie in like tops 12 minutes. Tops. It'll go in the fridge. And then she's going to take another hour to make her meringue. And ours, we'll start eating ours. So just make sure if you are on the supporter side, make sure you go find the recipe you want to make. Figure out which ingredients you're, if you're going to try to do both, you're crazy. Big fight. So you're either your team key lime pie or team lemon meringue. And lines will be drawn. So it's the first time. And Di's lemon meringue will have legumes in it. Keep it in mind. It's going to be gross. Okay. So. Amy, tomorrow we've decided to table our tree schedule until tomorrow because I have too many things going on today and my brain can't do it. I mean, I love lemon pie, but I'll throw the meringue in the garbage. And that seems like Chrissy might be team key lime. I'm just saying. So hopefully you'll be able to join us. Voila is a lot of fun. If you've been thinking about becoming a supporter, we'd love to have you. Our voilas are probably the best part of some of the best parts, because there's a lot of best parts on the supporter side, including all of the pictures and stuff. But voila is our favorite. And as we know, we look forward to my mom taking all recipes, adding beans to them, making them gluten-free and still yummy. The bean part is more her thing. But somebody who's doing an amazing job that has taken something as simple as making a yummy lasagna, not putting beans in it, and doing it for the right reasons to help people is the founder of a great organization called Lasagna Love. We have the executive director of Lasagna Love joining us today. So I want to take a minute to just properly introduce her and this organization, because there's a lot to say about it. I am just new to it. I learned about it through sexy producer Michelle, who's put this together for us. But it's a wonderful organization. So let me introduce you first to the organization and then to the wonderful guests that we have today. So let me tell you a little bit about Lasagna Love. It's a nonprofit organization focused on connecting neighbors through acts of kindness and supporting families in need with home-cooked meals. It was founded in 2020 on the principles of feeding families, spreading kindness, and strengthening communities. Lasagna Love has mobilized over 52,000 volunteers globally to make tangible impact on lives through comfort food. I know lots of people here said that they were volunteers for this organization, so some people can speak to it personally as well. Andrea Larson is the executive director of Lasagna Love. Her journey with the organization began amidst the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic shutdowns, leading her to volunteer her surplus groceries. Her quick coordination with Lasagna Love founder Rhiannon Men catapulted her into a key role, leveraging her operational expertise and passion for community service to guide Lasagna Love's expansion and achieve nonprofit status very rapidly. So please help me welcome to the show our guest today, Andrea Larson. Hi, Andrea.
Good morning.
Am I saying your name right? It's Andrea, right?
It depends on where you are in the country. Andrea, uh-huh. Andrea, Adrian. I take it all. It's all nicer names I've been called. So.
Well, how do you say? What do you say?
It's Andrea, but
Andrea. Okay.
I respond to a lot.
Okay. I'm the same. People say Dana. I'm like, sure.
Sure.
Deanna, sure.
Yeah.
So tell everybody, I mean, I kind of gave like the general idea of Lasagna Love, but I'd love for you to kind of give your pitch to Lasagna Love to people that might be just hearing about it for the first time.
Awesome. So we are the closest neighbor to neighbor connection volunteer movement that we have in this state specifically. So we literally take the folks who want to help and directly connect them to those who need help. So there's no middleman. We cut out a lot of the red tape, a lot of the stigmas and the biases and the different systematic things that happen between need and wanting to give. And so we make things super easy. There's a portal for those who just want to donate their time, bake lasagnas, create a nice homemade warm meal to someone who's facing a difficult time. Mm-hmm. It could be food insecurity. It could be a job loss, a medical diagnosis. It could be just a rough time, transitions in life or job, or, you know, just barely making it, you know, and we don't ask the questions. It's really honestly none of our business. But what we do have is an entire network of those 52,000 volunteers who just want to make a difference in someone's life. And so we will then connect them with someone who has bravely raised their hand and said, hey, you know, it's me, making it easier to say I need help, which we found in the pandemic when this all started that a lot of people were facing that for a first time. And it was hard. You know, there's a lot of pride and just it was very uncomfortable. And so we were trying to make it easy and open as possible to keep people in the community knowing that the support is there. Right. There's a neighbor out there. There's a very deep connected story. Sorry, my puppies are running under my desk.
I know the sound of a dog and he's just jumping. It's fine. I have three here that'll bark. At so don't worry about it.
So that's bring your dog to work day. Did you know? So yeah, we were able to just, you know, make a lot of magic happen. And we get to do it every single day. And it's what you want when you want as a volunteer. We know people have incredibly busy lives. This also allows people to get activated in their home, right? So you don't have to go somewhere, you don't have to sign up or have all of this massive paperwork processing. It's do what I can, when I can, as I can.
So somebody said, what state? Is this in New Jersey? But this is nationwide, right? What state did it start in and how did it kind of spread?
So I was living in San Diego at the time when it became a cluster of a thing. It's kind of the technical term that we use, is it's a thing. I was the day that COVID had caused California to shut down, we were the first state to shut down. I was actually on my way home from work. I was a single mom of two kids under five at the time. So it was a little numbing and jaw dropping at the time. Went home and I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're not packing lunches, lots of extra food. I recognized and realized that there was a lot of people in my community that needed food, that were either going to go to the grocery store that night or didn't have the money and were waiting for payday. And so instead of, you know, allowing it to go bad and spoil, I just reached out to the La Mesa group and said, hey, you know, I have extra groceries. If you need anything, you know, just let me know your address. No questions asked. I'll drop it off. You know, I'll text you and let you know when it's there and you can pick it up. And then there was another woman, Rhianna Men, the founder, who was making lasagnas for folks who were facing difficult times. And someone had said, hey, did you by chance see this other woman in the group? And I was like, no. And I was like, oh, but I'll reach out. And it wasn't even 10 minutes later, she had messaged me and she's like, let's team up. And I was like, okay. And so we began and it just continued to spread like wildfire. And there's just a lot of, there's a lot of reasons and deep thoughts on why it has become something that I'm extraordinarily passionate about within the organization and why I do it every single day. So everyone has a story to tell. And this is one that deeply resonated with my whole life and things that I've seen and challenged come across and foregone and things like that. So.
And it's amazing, like you're saying, I think that during the pandemic, everybody, besides being so isolated, I feel like all of us wanted to do something, but you couldn't leave your house. And I know a lot of people were making masks and trying to help in that way. And, you know, everybody was doing their part, you know, to help their own kids and help teachers who are still trying to do that. Like, so what a lovely way for people to participate. Is it like some people saying, like Mooney, I know she's in Texas, she said, I'd love to volunteer. Like, how easy is it to sign up to be a volunteer if somebody's like, hey, I would love to, or if somebody was in need, like, what is that process like on both sides?
On our website, lasagnalove.org. So it's LASAGNA. I know some of you in the Northeast like lasagna. Yeah. So it's with an A, lasagnalove.org. And then you are able to request a lasagna. Like I said, the questions are very few. We just need a couple details. So that way we can match you up with a volunteer once they're available. To volunteer, you literally put in how often, how much, you know, you want to do this, as well as how far you're willing to drive. And it's really based off of your schedule. You can do it one time. You could do it once a week, once a month, five a month. We make it incredibly easy through the login process. And so that's all on our website. You be able to also nominate someone. Maybe you know someone in your family or in your community that would be able to just really enjoy a nice pan of Lasagna Love, a home-cooked meal during one of their very challenging times. So
That's amazing. So Angela said, can you private message me? Angela, I would reach out to Andrea. It's probably easier for you to find her than for her to find you. And we probably have a lot of messages in here. So we'll make sure we give everybody your info so you can, and you can reach out, I'm sure, like through lasagnalove.org, right? People can find you.
Absolutely. Yep.
That way. And tell me, you know, what is the experience like if you are somebody that is looking to maybe get some help? Because as you said, I feel like that's really hard. And I feel like, I think it's wonderful how you prefaced it as well, that, you know, we don't really ever ask why you're asking, right? Tell us more about that side.
So it actually stems from a personal experience of mine that helped kind of cultivate the process and the methodology behind it. Like I said, I was at the time I was a single mom of 2 kids under 5, and my whole support system was in the Midwest, and I was in San Diego by myself. And you know, it's one of those feelings where, you know, you get asked like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, everything's fine." And then you get hit with the, "Are you okay?" And then like my eyes just
they just fall apart,
crumbled, and that's when I realized I'm like, no, I'm not okay, you know. And the different things that were challenging me at the time, just knowing that I was the single point of failure for my kiddos, that's a heavy weight, you know. And so when at the time I wouldn't have asked for help. Because I'm trying to hold it together. And if you asked anyone, they're like, "Oh, she's doing fine. She's got a smile on her face. Everything's great." I was just literally skating on top to survive. Right. Mm-hmm. And, to ask for help would, to me, that's like, I didn't want to bring that wall of tears that came up, you know, and that would be admitting out loud. Right. And that was very, very difficult. And so I wanted to make sure that people did feel comfortable in being able to do that. And as I was melting into the walls and into, you know, the corners and not really feeling seen or, you know, understood. But again, I wasn't telling anyone. So, you know, it's this hard, like incident that you're in that you just can't seem to get yourself out of. All we do is just ask a name and an address. And that is just bare minimum that we need, right? And if you want to tell your story and you want to share it, you know, so that way our volunteers can understand, you know, and be able to help in every way possible, then that's great. But we don't want you to have to force yourself to come through and speak that to someone you may not know. Or if you, on the other side, if you live in a small town, that you may know that person and maybe you don't want them to know, you know? And so breaking those barriers and that is just, what's your name and address and how do we contact you? And, you know, of course, then if there's any type of allergies or dietary restrictions, we'll ask that too, but it's just pertinent basic information to keep the dignity in and help that barrier.
Hold on 1 second. So I saw, so Michelle was so funny when she was telling me about you. Let me just put this light on. She said, "Dina, I think you're going to love this organization. They're doing such great things." And then she said, "And now they're doing wine time." And I was like, "Michelle, you had me at lasagna. And then now you have me at wine. So tell me how this happens." I mean, obviously, if you're eating lasagna, what goes well with lasagna?
Right. And I'm not going to say what this is in my cup. It may or may not be. That's totally confidential. However, we have these. There's the camera. Maybe I gave away what's in my cup. So we have these great wines. We have a red, a blush, and a white wine. We paired up with Old York Cellars, actually right there in New Jersey. And, you know, yes, it pairs very well. The biggest thing was we wanted to look outside of the realm of just specific lasagna, right? Like the noodles, the meats, the cheese, and things like that. And we also wanted to look at a way to continue to bring the message forward. So in saying that, and I have to credit our chief of staff, she's incredible, Steph, we have the ability to be able to write your own little personalized message on the bottle so you can send this out. You can have them do it before you send it out. So it's like a personal touch, right? So it's on our website. Where you can purchase it under about, and yep, there it is. And actually part of the proceeds, they do come back to us. It's done phenomenally well. People have been extraordinarily pleased with this. So it's really, really awesome. This was one of those like far stretch goals that we had that just happened to land sooner than we wanted. And we just kind of cleared our desk and said, okay, this is what we're doing. We're focusing on this. And it was such an awesome lift that we were able to launch this year. The team's incredibly proud of it. They're gifting it to a lot of folks. You know, any reason to celebrate, right? We always want to stay on the positive side and just continue to say, I'm thinking of you. And this is a great way to do that.
Yeah, that's amazing. So here is the website. I'll show it to you. If you are just kind of learning about it, this is the way that you can get involved. It says 430,000 lasagnas delivered. Yay. Yeah. 1.8 million individuals impacted, 52,000 volunteers, 3 countries with volunteers making home deliveries. So there's ways that you can donate, a kindness pledge, you can shop and support the organization overall, and obviously the wines as well. So that's amazing how much you're doing. The whole organization is relatively new though, right? It launched in 2020, is that right?
Yeah, we just celebrated our 4th birthday at the end of the last month. So, I mean, we're a baby. We're still very young, but we're viral, right? Like kindness is, so we definitely understood that kindness has a ripple effect. And we wanted to get some data behind it. So a couple years back, we actually were, anyone who was interested in participating in a survey, we just wanted to see what the effect was within the communities. And what we realized was that even those who were receiving lasagnas, were able then to take that moment of being delivered something at a time of need and say, this feeling is so amazing. I want to be able to continue to do this in somehow, some way. Most of the time it was through food related. You know, the best way to get to someone is through their stomach kind of thing. And what better way to nourish and comfort someone is to bring them something homemade. Right. Mm-hmm. And so there's a massive ripple effect. A lot of our folks who have received a lasagna have then turned around and become volunteers when times have gotten better for them.
Yeah.
And so it's just really awesome, including a lot of our leadership. We have several folks who at one time was someone who has requested a lasagna and has then said, how do I pay it forward? And then they have now turned to volunteering their time to the organization to continue that cycle of kindness within their own community. So it's an amazing movement. I am so honored to be here, and I get to be around 65,000 people every single day who all just have genuinely good hearts and just want to do best for their community. And it doesn't get better than that.
I was going to say, could you see, even when you started, how could you even possibly have thought that it would become as big as it became?
No, I still to this day, I'm like, this is the best happy accident ever. So when we started, there was 5 of us women in San Diego, and we had gotten together a couple times and just chatted and talked, and then started just seeing little pop-ups all throughout the U.S. Mm-hmm. Because friends and family on their Facebook started to see, you know, the different activities, wanted to launch their own different chapters, essentially, within their communities. And there was a point where I talked to Rhiannon, and I was like, so is this a thing? Like, is this a thing that's going to continue on? Like, I still had a full-time job. She was in her own endeavors. And I said, I'm committed. I'm here. If we go down this route, count me in 100% and we'll get going. And she's like, I think it's going to be a thing. And so, yeah, we filed for 501c3 status within a couple months, and yeah, we just took it. And, you know, we are now, because Lasagna Love was very much food insecure at the time, focused when it came to the pandemic, because, you know, they're 2-3 week waiting period for any type of state or federal funding for the families and individuals was harsh, you know, to say the least. And so we were kind of that gap in between as the volunteers were available. So now we've just gone into, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, if you're just facing a hard time, we have a lot of really great hearted folks out there that just want to bring a smile. And so we'll continue to do it. Kindness is contagious. As you saw, we're in 3 countries now and 4 years under our belt, which is incredible growth. It's just going to keep getting bigger and better and happier within the organization. So.
Now, our Canadian contingency is asking if you're in Canada. Are you in Canada?
We are. And we have an incredible regional director, Melissa, out there, who has been doing an amazing job. So, yes, Canada, please sign up if you want to volunteer or request. I will say we are still very grassroots up there. We are slow growth mentality. So until we have enough to substantiate the area, we'll begin to lift it and open it just to make sure that we can meet the demands. And so what we have is Melissa has several all across all the different provinces up there. But yeah, go ahead and request or volunteer and we would love to have you part of the family.
And what is the best way for people here to help? Is it, I know, somebody asked if you sell merch. It looked like you have merch on your site as well. Like, what are the ways that people can get involved besides just the lasagna part?
Yeah, so there's quite a few different ways. Mm-hmm. When someone wants to volunteer within the organization, a lot of times they can donate their time and skills. Sometimes we have folks who are like, I don't really bake. Lasagna is not my thing, but I do X, Y, Z during the day. Or, you know, as my regular job, I'm happy to hand those skills. We're 99% volunteer led. So everyone with their skill sets have built the organization to what it is today in the support system. There's also ways, as you know, through the e-commerce store, which is on our website, our wine, which is amazing. I mean, it's a twofer on that, I think. And then at the same time, we have the ability to sponsor chefs. You can donate. There's a Benevity program. If you are a volunteer, you can also have your company match your hours. So there's a multitude of ways to be able to help impact the organization without physically going in and making a lasagna. So it's all on our website. You can also email info@lasagnalove.org and we would definitely be able to help find a place for you to fill your cup within the organization somehow, some way, if that's what you were interested in.
All right, I'm gonna put info@lasagnalove.org. And then what is that you said if somebody, what does it mean to sponsor a cook? Like I might not be a great cook, but I know Judy from Saskatoon will be a great cook. Like, what does that mean?
So on Patreon, which is one of the platforms we're on, you can literally sponsor a chef where they would make 5 lasagnas to go into a community. So you're essentially paying for the ingredients for them to do that, because part of our volunteer journey and what we do is the volunteer will shop for their own ingredients, they'll bake their own lasagna, they'll go and deliver it because we want to make that recipe from their heart. And so what the Patreon program is where you will say, hey, I'm willing to help support you. Here's the money, go feed 5 families for us. And so it's that bridge gap to help do that, where maybe we have a volunteer who's like, love to do more, but I can't afford it, but I love to cook. So we match them up together.
What a great idea. Now, somebody said, do you only make lasagna? Do you make different types of lasagnas? Like, are there specialties?
It's cooking from the heart. So while we do have a staple recipe, and for those who maybe never wanted or have never made a lasagna but want to make a lasagna, we have recipes available. It's, you know, we have very simple to super extravagant. However, it's made with love. It's your own recipe. So we have a lot of folks who use Grandma Nona's recipe, you know, something that's been handed down. It's prideful. They're excited about it. Some of their own favorite recipes, things that they love to eat within their own family. So it's really whatever you'd like. Now, we do have the ability for a chef to say, you know, yes, I can make lasagna, but I also make an incredible shepherd's pie or, you know, barbacoa or something like that. Would you be interested? The staple is lasagna, because of it, obviously, with the name and meeting the expectation. But there is the ability for the chef to offer something should the person who is requesting a lasagna decide, you know what, chicken and rice sounds great, or, you know, something else. So we're at the end of the day, we just want to have a nice warm meal to a family or to an individual that's just facing a challenging time.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing, Andrea. I don't even know. Is there anything else I should be asking you? I want to make sure everybody knows who you are and what you do. Edward said, Patreon is an excellent for me to help. I know. I feel like, you know, cooking is, I mean, I'll eat what I eat but I'm gluten-free. It's not that good. So right. I think like I might not be the person, but, you know, if I know, oh, well, you know, Jeremy does such a great job. And I think it's so great that there's so many different ways. Katie just said, I'm a lasagna love volunteer. That's so lovely. Aww,
thanks, Katie. We appreciate you.
Oh, wow. So this is awesome. So if you get a chance, check out lasagnalove.org. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram @We Are Lasagna Love, on LinkedIn @Lasagna Love. And is there anything else that I have forgotten to mention? It's just such a great organization. I'm so I know you were supposed to be on before and I was sick the last time, so I apologize for that. But I think that everyone that listens to you must have a smile on their face. I mean, it must be so rewarding for you to be able to work where you're just constantly giving back.
It is. I mean, like I said, I'm honored to be here. I feel like one of those, everything in my life kind of lined up to get me to this point. This was not an accident for me to be here, you know, at this point, because it's just everything that fills my cup personally. So to be able to continue to give to those and give that moment of time and, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes at a table with your family where you don't have to worry about your bills or groceries or school or work or layoffs or, you know, any of those things. I would have done anything for that during some of my challenging times. And we get to do that every single day. So I'm just, yeah, it's such a rewarding effort that we do. And it's all local. You know, while we are globally scaling, we very much keep the efforts within the communities and the empowerment within the communities, because no one knows it better than those who are living within those neighborhoods. So I'm just excited to be here and be able to spread the word a little bit more about it. And I'm looking forward to having more folks join.
It says, can people contact you if they want to start a chapter in their area?
Absolutely. Info@, and yes, absolutely.
All right, yeah. Good. And Jen said, I'm signing up today. Kelly said, how do you know if it's in your area?
That's a great question. So what you can do is you can email us at info@. More than likely, unless it's a pretty rural area, we have at least a couple volunteers already started within areas. Like I said, we have 52,000 folks all across the US and then Australia and Canada. So chances are you'll be amongst some of the greatest people who've already kind of started getting things going, but we definitely need more help. The need is great, especially as we continue to see, you know, interests and, you know, changing of economic times and things like that, job loss. So join us. And if we're not, then I'm happy to have you on board and be the first one.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. I think you've inspired a lot of people. It's so nice to hear the success you've had. And just, you know, sometimes I feel like we all think we need to do these amazing things in life. And sometimes just, you know, being in your kitchen and making a nice warm meal for someone can do so much more. And then, you know, continue to grow, like you said, and become nationwide. And now, you know, please put the interview we talked about. Yes. The address, again, I'll put it into the chat, is info@lasagna. You have to make sure you spell lasagna right. Lasagnalove.org. Reach out with questions, find out how you might be able to get involved in your communities. But thank you so much again for joining us. It was such a pleasure talking with you. And I'm so glad you don't put legumes in it.
No.
Would make bean lasagna. And people will be like, you know what? We don't need this kind of love. This
no. Well, it's been a great experience. Yeah. Thank you. And I'd love to be back anytime. Love to sit and chat, especially about these nuggets of kids that I have.
Yes. And let us know any other ways. If you do, you know, I'll talk about again, the ways you can buy the wine. But you know, any other things that you guys are doing, we're all big fans. Judy from Saskatoon, Canada said, I just signed up. Canada now. We have a nice Canadian contingency. So you might start to fill out a couple more on your Canadian side. But thanks again for joining us and good luck with everything. And we'll see you soon.
Sounds great. If you ever want to whip up a gluten-free lasagna, let me know. I'm game.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh my goodness. Don't y'all feel warm and fuzzy on the inside? What an amazing organization. You can find them at Lasagna Love on LinkedIn. We are Lasagna Love on Facebook and Instagram, and obviously lasagnalove.org, and find out ways that you can participate. I know it's so nice. I feel like every person here can think of a time where, you know, life has not gone your way and you're just curled up on your bed and things are not great. And it looks like everywhere you turn, nothing good is happening. And you know, what it feels in your heart when someone shows up and says, "And girl, it's fine. I don't think you're good, but I'm going to bring you this lasagna." And you're like, okay, thank you. So this was a sexy producer, Michelle. You know, she's so good. She finds amazing guests and amazing ideas and inspiring things going on in the morning. So, even as a new mom, I remember being moved to tears when somebody would bring me a meal after I brought my baby home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a breakdown. I had a woman break down when I delivered one, saying she had no idea how she was going to feed her kids that night. Oh, so beautiful. So if you feel like you might want to be involved, check out lasagnalove.org. I'm sure they'd love to have you a part of it. And again, maybe you're not a great cook, but it sounds like there are lots of great ways that you can get involved. And I do feel like sometimes that... when everything was kind of happening over here, that sometimes, focusing on other people and being able to help other people, especially when you feel like you have not much to give, there's always something, and you'd be surprised how much, taking care of others in a lot of ways is a great way to help yourself. So hopefully this give you some nice inspiration, let you know that there are amazing people in the world and 52,000 people making lasagnas all over the place. And if you are in a position, whatever that position is, to maybe need some help, reach out. It sounds like it's a great organization. No questions, just love. And all good. So there you go. That's your good times for today. I'm going to be bebopping around today. We have a show tonight, Missy and Jeremy and I. So that should be fun. So I'm going to go and get some stuff done. Could make lasagna and voila for this. We could, but it's going to be a big pie fight. So we'll see. I know the five, it was very good. Thank you for the great conversation. It was a pleasure. Oh, Lasagna Love is here. We loved meeting you. Hopefully you get lots of new participants. And we love sharing. And no beans. It is the pie competition begins on Sunday. So don't forget to stay tuned and figure out if you are team key lime or team lemon meringue. But you can get the recipes. I believe they should be posted on the website. Pick up all your ingredients. They should be posted. But now that I said it, I just realized that I don't think I sent Steph my pie the crust recipe. So I have to find that, see about posting it. But it's basically butter, graham cracker, crumbs, sugar, brown sugar. Anybody want to write that down? Okay. So that's it, everybody. But thanks for watching. I did a great job today. I was on time. Look at me. I am going to be thinking about bacon and white bread and french fries. And I was wrong to read that article, and I know that now. So that's it for today, everybody. I hope you had a great day. I hope you smile a little. Hope your soul filled up a little bit. I want a t-shirt that says, "I did a great job." We should. I know. Mary, obviously. Mm-hmm. So that's it, everybody. Thanks for watching. Tomorrow we can have a full discussion about this tree and what we're gonna do with it next. I know, thank you, Edward. Obviously, I made chicken pot pie last night. It was delicious. That sounds amazing. All right. Well, like Judy from Saskatoon says, hopefully you get a chance to do something nice for yourself. Take care of yourself. Do something nice for others if so inclined. But thanks for watching as always. And I look forward to seeing you guys here tomorrow. So have a great day and a blessed day. And I'll see you in the morning. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.